Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
USA Radio News. I'm Brad Bernard. The Senate has voted to begin work on a nearly $1 trillion national infrastructure plan. Acting with sudden speed after weeks of fits and starts, once the White House and a bipartisan group of senators agreed on major provisions of the package.
To celebrate not only a long overdue, much needed investment in our infrastructure, an investment that administration after administration has called for, but that has not been delivered to the American people, but also to celebrate bipartisanship.
Japanese officials sounded the alarm Thursday as Tokyo reported record-breaking coronavirus cases for the third straight day, with the Olympics well underway. This is USA Radio News.
Angie's List is now Angie. Summer is the perfect time to book your next home project. From lawn care to a new patio, Angie makes it simple to connect with pros who can get the job done right. See reviews, upfront pricing, and instantly book hundreds of projects. Plus, when you book and pay through Angie, we'll cover your project up to the full purchase price, plus limited damage protection with our happiness guarantee. Check out Angie.com, and for more on the happiness guarantee, go to Angie.com/happiness-guarantee.htm.
Oh, whale! Guys, whale! Wow, whale!
Oh, that's a big whale. Okay. Whale, whale, whale! Oh no, whale!
Tides can turn quick on the water. Progressive's boat insurance has you covered. Get a quote today in as little as 3 minutes at progressive.com.
Well, at least it wasn't a shark, am I right?
Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates.
Democrat Representatives Cori Bush and Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez on Wednesday called out the lack of diversity among the large, mostly white bipartisan group of senators that worked to reach a deal in the infrastructure talks on Wednesday. Is this the bipartisan infrastructure group or the audience at a Kid Rock concert? Bush wrote in a tweet along with a photo of the bipartisan group of white Senate negotiators and the hashtag negotiations so white. Dr. Mark Siegel on Fox News tried to make sense over some of the CDC recommendations.
I think a lot of this confusion comes from one simple fact, which is that people who have breakthrough infections that had the vaccine have a lot of virus. But the problem is masks don't do for you like what the vaccine does, mm-hmm. as you just said. And the people who really need masks are the unvaccinated, not the vaccinated.
This is USA Radio News.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamel Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
The Delta surge could soon be over. USA's Dan Naraki has more.
The CDC announced Tuesday a major change in its mask policy, now recommending that people start wearing masks again in indoor public spaces in areas with high levels of COVID transmission. This applies even if you're vaccinated. The change coming as the Delta variant of the virus has spurred a rise in new infections across the country, especially among those who are unvaccinated. But Dr. Scott Gottlieb says we may be nearing the end of the wave of infections. The former FDA commissioner tells CNBC that the U.S. may soon be following the trajectory that the U.K. has experienced.
We were probably about 3 weeks behind the U.K. The U.K. clearly is on a downslope. They've seen an uptick in the last day, but they've seen a sustained trend over the last week of declining cases. I would expect some of the southern states that really were the epicenter of this epidemic to start rolling over in the next 2 or 3 weeks. Now, the problem is that this is a big country, and we're going to see the epidemic sweep across the country in different portions at different times.
From the USA Radio News Ohio Bureau, I'm Dan Naraki.
A Florida man was definitely not mad when his dog's barking woke him up in the middle of the night. He says those barks saved him from a raging fire. Lisa McDonald, a spokesperson for Orange County Fire Rescue.
So the homeowner should definitely thank his pet for waking him up.
Oh, she's my hero. I love my dog, and, you know, it's amazing.
For USA Radio News, I'm Brad Bernards.
Attention timeshare owners. This is an urgent consumer alert from the Timeshare Exit Hotline, a national company specializing in helping consumers legally get out of their expensive timeshare contracts. We're offering you a way to legally get rid of your timeshare. So if you're fed up with the maintenance fees that keep on coming and want to learn if you can terminate your timeshare legally and permanently, call today. Even if you've tried before and were unsuccessful in getting rid of your timeshare, call today and see if we can help. We offer a complete 100% unconditional client satisfaction guarantee. Make this completely free call and learn how we can help you legally put an end to your timeshare nightmare once and for all. You have nothing to lose, so call right now to qualify and receive a free consultation. 800-897-1434. 800-897-1434. That's 800-897-1434. Paid for by Airtime Media.
Are you ready?
Yeah.
Okay, let's do it. Bill Martinez Live, a program about current events, our culture, our values, our politics, and our future. And now, Bill Martinez.
We better stop. Hey, what's that sound? Everybody look what's going on. Stop.
Hey, we're back with you 6 minutes after the top of the hour. Happy Thursday to you. Bill Martinez here. You know, for all the fussing and everything that we're exercising ourselves over, you have the wisdom of men trying to argue out these situations. And if you have not gotten to that point to realize that this is beyond, you know, beyond our ability in trying to solve the problems. I mean, America, the world, our individual lives, we've been so off the mark for so long. The cultural battle has overwhelmed us. And instead of being a light unto a dark world, salt to a nation and to a people and to a world, we've been absorbed by the culture and compromised. And then we go, how do we get out of this? Yes, we got ourselves into it, but we have to realize that we got ourselves into it because of a spiritual decline. And until we get to that point and look at it from the inside out, we're going to continue to waste a lot of energy and fight. It's almost like that example. I grew up on the West Coast, all right? And lifeguards were taught that when they saw somebody drowning, you don't jump in after them right away. You've got to let them kind of fight their way out and tire out in such a way that you can go ahead and rescue that individual. Otherwise, they're going to have so much fight and panic in them that they're going to pull you down. And this is what I see a lot of people of faith in that position right now, is that we're fighting ourselves out, and maybe we'll get to that point where we'll sit there and realize that we're not the one to heal our land, that it is Almighty God Himself who is faithful to His promises will do that. Pastor Dave Scarlett joins us now from His Glory Worldwide Ministry, and I'm curious to get his response and perspective on this. We're going to, you know, address these issues and the spiritual condition, not only of ourselves, but the culture in which we live in. Pastor Scarlett, welcome to the show. Good to have you with us.
Thanks, Bill, for having me. It's a pleasure. And you absolutely nailed it in your opening monologue. That's exactly right.
Well, you know, we've got to speak truth to what's going on here. You know, we've been dumbed down and we're looking at all the wrong places. And I heard the other day that there was a wealthy businessman who wanted to throw $5 million to the problem, Dave. And he says, hey, I want to offer a 50-50 split for Donald Trump and Barack Obama to come together, you know, to unite our nation. I go, what a waste of money. You know, how do they think that's going to happen? Do you think, I mean, Barack Obama, for some reason, can't look at a naked baby and decide that it's male or female?
Absolutely.
So how is he going to decide the ills of our culture that are so, you know, they're so commonsensical when for so many years he and those like them have ignored, you know, common sense and the law and order of God Himself?
That's exactly right.
So, you know, for you, Dave, I want you to, you know, address this condition that we're in. You know, first of all, just to give our audience a background, His Glory Ministry reaches a worldwide audience of over 20 million. Now, Pastor Dave and his team broadcast and spread the word of God into every country in the world. I mean, what are you doing, Dave? I mean, are you following the commandment of Jesus, you know, to go out and take the gospel to the uttermost parts of the world? What are you thinking?
Well, I'm a Marine, so
Semper Fi, my brother.
Semper Fi.
Okay.
He had to use a Marine like me to fight this battle, and when he put me in the ministry, he said, "You're going to have to take on the religious spirit, my son," and that's exactly what we're experiencing. You're seeing God separate the church into two ways now. You have a conforming church, which is conforming to the world, as like you said, you know, like a Barack Obama. That's not of God. It's not of the Word of God. And then you have a remnant church that is all in for all His precepts and commandments. It is His Word, and we're being obedient to His Word. As a Marine, you follow lawful orders, and that's what we're called to do, is called to follow lawful orders to the Most High God, our Commander-in-Chief, Jesus Christ.
Mm-hmm. And this is the thing. When you read the Word of God, there's always that remnant that hasn't bowed its knee, right? I have another pastor friend of mine in the West Coast, in California, at Influence Church. He's on with us weekly, Phil Hotzenpiller, and he addresses it as the conforming and believing church. Same thing, you know, that and this is what has diluted and why people go to church on Sunday and they're left empty. In fact, I was meeting with another pastor yesterday. And, you know, we were talking about 9/11 and what happened. You know, 3 weeks after 9/11, everybody rushed to the churches, and the churches were ill-prepared. I mean, how did they miss the memo from God and the message that they needed to give a hungry people that said, hey, we were attacked on our homeland. What are you telling us? Are you judging us? What is the takeaway here that we need to understand and apprehend from this attack on our homeland in 9/11? And the people came and they went because they found the church by and large was irrelevant.
Exactly. Because it was an emotional reaction instead of a spiritual reaction that meets in the heart. Many of these churches are man-made denominational churches that meet their own man doctrine. And we don't look to man. We don't look to woman. We don't put our hope in a pope. Our hope and our promise is in the risen Christ and the Word of God. Mm-hmm. And that was the problem at 9/11. That's the problem that is today. The church, the conforming church, has been asleep at the wheel. But we're seeing God make a judgment on this conforming church. You're seeing many, many big name mega churches and pastors falling, at least five or six a week, and it's ongoing.
Yes.
God has taken His remnant, and He's going to rise that remnant in these end days for this outpouring of the Holy Spirit. You mentioned Pastor Phil. He's a really good friend of mine. Okay. He's spot on in his belief system too.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, he's been a dear friend. In fact, he was one of the first pastors that I had on my national show. Actually, it was a local show. It was in Los Angeles. And I felt at the time, Dave, God had called me to, I saw what was coming on the horizon, the disconnect from truth. So we needed to pursue truth no matter where it was. The other thing was I felt like God was calling me to find this core of pastors, the remnant pastors that had not bowed their knee, that were in the throne room of God, that could express the revelatory word of God. You know what that means. That is so important. There's a lot of language out there, and some of it sounds really good and entertaining, but what is it? Who is speaking as if they've been with God in their prayer time, devotion time, and God has given them that word that knocks down walls? And you know how many people, you know how many pastors in Los Angeles that I was able to find? You know how many?
Very few.
Exactly. And I was telling this one pastor yesterday, JC Church, I told him, I said, you know, even when it came to Easter, I thought, well, hey, that's in everybody's wheelhouse. Who wouldn't want to come on the air and, talk to, because I was connecting with two stations in Southern California at the time, covered 85% of the state of California. Who would not want to come and address 85% of the entire state on Easter? And I couldn't find one person, Dave. I could not find one pastor. And I thought, whoa, what am I in for? And so the battle has continued, and we're 12 years down the road, and but it's not over. And we're still continuing to fight like you, faithful to the cause. We've got more from Pastor Dave Scarlett on the other side of the break.
Blue Star Medicated Ointment gets 5-star reviews from our loyal users for fast relief of the pain and itch of almost any skin irritation.
Blue Star soothes insect bites and fungal infections.
It really works on the summer rashes I get every year.
I had psoriasis on my elbows. Blue Star worked wonders.
Amazing stuff. Smear a bit on and the itch is gone.
Look for the white box with the Blue Star in the first aid section. Feel Blue Star work fast or your money back.
Hey, everybody. If you've ever thought about heirloom beans as a storable survival food, I've got great news. In fact, I'll bet it's the best news you've heard in a while. Here's the thing. We've just received a fresh batch of gourmet heirloom beans, survival soup beans. These beans are gorgeous, highly nutritious, and above all, with no hesitation whatsoever, the best tasting beans in the entire world. The best part? We've dropped the price by 33% this week for listeners who know higher food prices are coming and want an inflation hedge you can actually eat if you want to. Gets even better. With your permission and with the high regard for your health and well-being, I also want to send you 2 pounds of what we think is the single most underrated superfood in the world, period. Go to soupbeansurvival.com, that's soupbeansurvival.com, and discover the real reason we're giving this unusual superfood away at soupbeansurvival.com, that's soupbeansurvival.com.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
How would you like to improve your hearing by 100% for around $100 a month? Are the joys of life worth $100 a month to you? Of course they are. All Hear produces state-of-the-art hearing systems that are guaranteed to improve your hearing or your money back. These are quality devices, not some cheap imitation. That's why we guarantee your hearing will be improved. We'll even give everyone that calls right now a free 30-day home trial. Use your hearing device for 30 days. If you're not 100% happy, send them back. And we offer easy financing plans for about $100 a month with virtually 100% approval. If you're ready to get your hearing back the way it was when you were younger, call right now for your risk-free 30-day trial.
800-765-2964. 800-765-2964. 800-765-2964. That's 800-765-2964.
You love your dog. Is something bothering him or her and you can't figure out what it is? Maybe they seem slow or lethargic, and maybe they just don't have energy. Wouldn't you like your dog to be living their very best life? PetJoy offers a money-back guarantee on all of its products. If your dog won't eat it or you don't see the results you want, just let us know and we'll make it right. Totally risk-free. What do you have to lose? You can't buy PetJoy multivitamins in a store. The only way you can get them is through this unique radio offer. And if you call right now, learn how to get 2 bottles free with your order. Turn your dog's life around and make him or her a happy camper. Ain't that right, boy? He said call PetJoy right now. 800-890-8117. 800-890-8117. 800-890-8117. That's 800-890-8117.
Fresh and independent, just the way you like to hear from us Monday through Friday, 9 to noon Eastern, 6 to 9 Pacific. 19 minutes after the top of the hour, Pastor Dave Scarlett is with us. I just found out, this is so uncanny how it is. You know, as I mentioned to you, I was in Southern California last weekend. I guess it seems like a couple of weeks ago. Maybe it was just last weekend. We were there for a Reawakening America tour. Some 50 speakers over 2 days, noon to 8. I think it went beyond 8 o'clock, especially on Sunday. And Clay Clark and his staff just did an outstanding job there at Influence Church in Anaheim Hills, California. Pastor Phil Hotzenpiller, who's on with us every Monday, he's a senior pastor there. And I think he's still in therapy over it, Dave. I mean, there was just so many people, but what, you know, what a rallying, you know, a time to come together, people, you know, that, you know, can kind of, you know, in a sense, when you get people like this together, you feel like we're all blindfolded, feeling different parts of the elephant. And when you get together like that and some of the blindfolds are taken off, or at least you can compare what you're feeling of the elephant, you all agree, hey, it is in fact an elephant. It gives you some sort of encouragement, doesn't it?
It sure does. And as we said earlier, God is building his remnant. And It's such a small world. You mentioned Pastor Phil. He's going to be doing a show on His Glory TV. He's been on 10 times already. But it's a small world. Clay Clark will be on later on this afternoon. It's putting these events on. Mm-hmm. The Spirit of the Lord is moving.
Yes.
After Pastor Phil's the 2 days, we did a revival in San Clemente on the beach. We had thousands show up and over 400 people baptized in the name of Jesus Christ.
Wow. Wow. That's huge. Well, you know, and on those waters there, and you go down a little bit south, there was another infamous pastor there, Chuck Smith, that baptized thousands of people down in Orange County and the Pacific Ocean. This was all part of the tradition of the early years of Calvary Church, as you might recall.
Yep.
Yeah. So, well, and for you, I mean, you were there for the 2 days and hearing the speakers, you know, from Mike Lindell and, you know, General Flynn, Simone Gold, doctor and attorney. I mean, a brilliant woman that I thought framed the battle, the cultural battle that we're in, you know, and she said, look at this is, it really is a spiritual battle. As much as we see our side as a spiritual battle, those on the left see it with equal passion.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely.
Yeah.
It is about light and dark.
Yeah. It that's what it comes down to. And Dave, if not us, then who?
Yeah.
If not us, then who? And then, you know, like you said,
is this?
Yeah, exactly. And this isn't, you know, this isn't Republican. This isn't Democrat. You know, this is really ultimately because we're heading to the final chapter and, you know, people are freaking out. Oh, we're heading to a one world government. I said, yeah, exactly. We are. But you got to remember, you know, what always precedes the legitimate is the illegitimate. My good friend would tell me. And we're going to have an illegitimate one world government. But praise God, we're going to have the legitimate one world government with Jesus Christ as the King of Kings and Lord of Lords. God's on the throne. He knows what he's doing. And we just, you know, we need to be in unity with God's intent and labor with him. It not about a political party, not even about a country. It's about souls. It's about the very people that God himself cares most about. Right.
That's exactly right. It's light versus dark. It's not Republican, Democrat. It's about the fundamental of this country, the Eagle Nation that was founded by our forefathers on God, Judeo-Christian values, and we have to get those back. And it starts by humbling ourselves, as you said, in 2 Chronicles 2:14.
7:14,
yes. His face. Yeah,
right.
7:14. To seek his face and humble ourselves, and he will heal the land.
Yes, exactly. And really, I know it sounds prescriptive, but God is very exact. You know, about things and how we approach God. And if you think not, when you read the Bible in the Old Testament and you see where people stepped over and they thought they could do it their way, they end up becoming toast, right? So,
that's right.
In you know, for his glory, we have to honor his glory and understand. So when God tells us in 7:14, this is the remedy, exactly, this is how you approach me. You know, because you go back and, you know, my audience has heard me use this, you know, this verse before with the conversation between God and Cain. And after Cain's, you know, his own prescription of a sacrifice to God, which was unacceptable, and he's kind of, you know, feeling depressed. And God says, look it, buddy, you know, if you do right, will it not go well for you?
Right.
I mean, I got to tell you, Dave, when I read that and God opened my eyes to the profundity of that short statement, I hear it ringing through the millennia, you know, to all his children saying, hey, look, do right, do righteousness, do that which, you know, as God sees right, not as, you know, Spike Lee or, you know, LeBron James or anybody else thinks is right. It's what God says is right. You do what's right, it will go well for you. Because if you look back in your past and you see the times when you glorified and honored God, it went well for you. And when you didn't, you know, like violating the law of gravity, guess what? You found out the ground is hard and it hurts.
Yeah, as the scripture says, if you love me, you will obey my precepts and commandments. Mm-hmm. We have to obey his precepts and commandments, all of them.
Exactly.
Because he wrote them, and we are called to be spiritual Marines to follow lawful orders from our commander-in-chief, Amen. Jesus Christ.
You know, and Dave, I got to tell you, that's what makes me fearful of God in a righteous, fearful sort of way, is that God is so holy and that we have to approach him in such a way to honor his glory and his holiness that, wow, but for his grace and but for the blood of Jesus, we'd all be toast, right?
That's right.
I mean, we can't be casual about this. I mean, you know, there was a recent statement that was in the media here. And, you know, some of the Catholic bishops were, you know, they didn't know what to do about Joe Biden and Nancy Pelosi. In fact, there had been statements, you know, here they are, they're Catholics, and they still want to receive communion. And some of the bishops, you know, courageously spoke out, says, wait a minute, I can't serve you Holy Communion when you are endorsing something that offends God.
Yeah, amen.
Like abortion and, you know, go right on down the line. You know, we can't do this. And so then the bishops were all, you know, up in arms, and there was, you know, a debate about it. I mean, and the bishop in D.C., who is in charge of the Catholic Church there, made a statement recently. He says, that doesn't bother me. I don't have a problem serving Joe Biden communion. And now Nancy Pelosi, she says, well, that's between me and God. Lord have mercy, it is. And then, yes, she's exactly right. And, you know, and so, you know, do you want to be, I mean, you're putting yourself into judgment by your own admission to God. And, okay, I'll pray for you. And then the other thing was, was Congressman Liu, who said rather arrogantly, I dare you not to serve me, Holy Communion. And as I said to one priest, he's not daring the priest. This isn't, you know, it's kind of like the children of Israel when they wanted a king. It wasn't that they were offending Samuel with their decision. And Samuel thought, hey, it was all about him for a moment. And then God says, it's not about you. Sorry. Get out of the way. This is really an offense to me. And this is what, you know, Congressman Liu, this is who Congressman Liu is offending with his arrogance. Which is just unbelievable. And we bring this up only lest, Dave, that we should be so casual and arrogant ourselves and fall into this trap to think that God, you know, didn't say.
Yeah, there shouldn't be this division between the bishops and the Catholic Church at all. The key point that you mentioned about this bishop in D.C., he said, and I'm quoting what you just said, it doesn't bother me. Well, it's not about him. It's about God. And we're called to be servants.
Right.
Not what your interpretation is and not how you take an editorial view of the scripture. The scripture is holy. God is holy. He doesn't change his ways from Genesis 1 to Revelation 22. And we're called to be obedient on all his precepts and commandments.
Well, he's the founder of His Glory Ministry. Dave, as we wrap things up, again, thank you so much for coming on and sharing with us. How can people be in touch with your ministry and join the ranks and, you know, be faithful Marines here, okay? Semper Fi to all of us. Let's get together and you know, warrior up here for the glory of God. How do they get in touch with you?
You can reach us at www.hisglory.me. You can see all of our programming 24/7.
Do you need to sell your home? If you've sold a home before, you remember how stressful and expensive it was. Sold.com is here to help you sell your home for the most money and with the least amount of stress. There are new ways to sell your home that you've never heard of before. Did you know there are companies who'll offer you cash for your home? Did you know you could trade in your home for a new one?
Did you know there are realtors who will sell your home for a flat fee instead of an expensive commission? It's true. Sold.com services are free. So if you're looking to sell, make this free phone call right now and learn how your next home sale can be faster and easier than you ever thought possible. Pick up your cell phone and call right now. 800-399-3706. 800-399-3706. 800-399-3706. Again, that's 800-399-3706.
USA Radio News.
I'm Brad Bernards. The Senate has voted to begin work on a nearly $1 trillion national infrastructure plan, acting with sudden speed after weeks of fits and starts once the White House and a bipartisan group of senators agreed on major provisions of the package.
To celebrate not only a long overdue, much needed investment in our infrastructure, an investment that administration after administration has called for, but that has not been delivered to the American people, but also to celebrate bipartisanship.
Japanese officials sounded the alarm Thursday as Tokyo reported record-breaking coronavirus cases for the third straight day, with the Olympics well underway. This is USA Radio News.
The reviews for Extendivite are amazing. Amazon customer: it's amazing. I just ordered my second bottle. In 1 month, my blood pressure dropped significantly. I no longer get chest pain after I exercise. The reviews are spot on. My target is to get off of BP meds, and if it keeps going like this, I see a light at the end of the tunnel. Amazon customer: Extendivite works great. This product has made my blood pressure and cholesterol stable. I highly recommend it. Amazon customer: excellent herbal formula. I've been using it to keep my cardiovascular system fine-tuned. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
With you, 28 minutes. Yeah, that's 28. Well, Ted, time is flying by. Happy Thursday to you. Bill Martinez here, 28 minutes before the top of the hour. For more info on the show, BillMartinezShow.com. That's where you want to go. Hey, up next is a good friend of mine. Guy, I've known Jerry Baggett for years through our mutual friend who happens to be my personal doctor. He might even be his personal doctor as well. He might trust him enough to call him his personal doctor. Dr. Figueroa and I go back to grade school together, and he introduced me to Jerry years ago. And I tell you, I keep telling Dick, I said, but Jerry never takes me out in his boat. I don't even think he even knows how to skipper a boat. I think it's just all for show. It's just there. So I'm only giving him a bad time. But Jerry Baggett, you know, I find out not only is he this incredible businessman, and yachtsman, he really is a yachtsman. He just doesn't have a boat just for show, by the way, ladies and gentlemen. Truthfully, he is an accomplished yachtsman, but he's also an accomplished author. I mean, you know, this is a thing. It's interesting, you know, how you will know people for so long, and you think you know them, and then there's always something else. I mean, it just makes him so mysterious. Jerry, I've never known that you were just, but I think that's part of your charm. You hold back a little bit of mystery just for fun, don't you?
I don't know, Bill. You give away a lot.
Did I give away too much? Well, I didn't tell anybody you were on witness protection, so I didn't tell them that.
Well, thank you for that, anyway. Well, thank you anyway, Bill. Thanks for the the interview today.
Well, I've been looking forward to this. You've blessed me so much because, like I said, you know, it is kind of surprising when you think you know somebody, and then all of a sudden, you find something about them that you didn't know. Like this has never happened to you, right?
Right. Well, you know, you were talking about our mutual friend,
mm-hmm.
Dick. Well, Dr. Dick, we call it.
Yes, right.
Yeah, and he bought a boat, a big boat. He thought it was like driving a car. You just get in a yacht, a 45-foot yacht, and take off. Well, he asked me if I would give him a few lessons on handling that thing.
Mm.
First day out, I thought he was going to wreck the marina getting out of the slip. But anyway, he's a good friend and
yes.
Turned into a great boater.
Yes, well, good for him. He's another one. He didn't take me out in his boat either. I don't know what it is, but and I love to go. I love to go out there on the water. Having grown up, you know, I mean, I grew up right around the corner from where you live, and so the ocean was a big part of my life. And I've always, whenever I've gotten a boat, I know enough to crew because I'll follow orders. But to take a boat out by myself, yes, I think the marinas would be wincing and fearful if they saw me skippering a boat. So I'm trying to keep the marinas safe. But anyway, good fun, to be talking to you here, Jerry, especially about this book in the blink of an eye. Like I said, what a pleasant surprise. And like I told you, I just was so impressed with your writing. I mean, this is, this book, ladies and gentlemen, you get your hands on it. Jerry just is very gifted. You can tell when an author is really special and they have a gift of writing. I mean, how you tell a story and pull all the parts together, it's really, nothing short of wonderful.
Well, thank you, Bill. You know, it's a lot of work to write, but it's a lot of pleasure as well.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Writers, spend years writing a book and then have a great deal of disappointment trying to publish.
Mm-hmm.
And that's unfortunate because it's so much work does go into a good book.
Exactly. Now, this is what number book is this for you that you've written?
Well, that's number four.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
I published three books prior to that, and I have another new book that's going to be published next year, be released mm-hmm. next year. But I also have a republication of my three earlier books.
Mm-hmm.
The publisher wants to republish those under a new name for mm-hmm. international distribution.
Right.
And I'm looking forward to that. I want to try to let a lot of my readers know that the story of Dammit, the original story of Dammit, will be republished.
I see. Uh-huh. Yeah, Dammit is an interesting character. In fact, when I first read that, I thought, was this a publisher error?
No, Dammit.
Yes, right.
My son says he's Dammit because, my wife is kind of a fun-loving gal was mm-hmm. in her younger days. And,
yes.
My son was in a lot of mischief, so every time he turned around, she was saying, Dammit, he's into trouble again. And he says he thought his name was Dammit until he started school. Well, of course, that was not true. But
right. But you had to carry that through one of your books. I had a friend, obviously, and it was a hippie person, a hippie friend, and they named their child I'm You, because it was always, hey, you right? You,
yeah,
do this, you do this. And he said, well, I'm You. So they just said, the heck with it. We'll just name him I'm You.
Yeah, yeah.
So I keep thinking one day he's going to be a rock star. I'm going to see his name on the billboard somewhere with, a unique name like that. But so Dammit is one of the characters, your son, reads that and smiles and thinks, Dad's writing about me again.
Yeah, that's right. He does. Mm. He's the president of a company, and but he still talks about it. He says, that was me.
Well, and you can't help but chuckle. And in the book, Dammit is a is, you know, the brother of one of the of your star here. You know that in, you know, the Navy pilot who goes down and falls out of the sky like an angel, and you know, meets up with a local nurse that kind of, you know, heals him up a little bit. And they're kind of drawn. There's, you know, a little romantic friction right from the get-go here, huh?
Yeah, this Aragon fighter pilot, Dick McGowan, drops out of the sky. He leaves his crippled fighter plane out, off the coast of California's Catalina Island, and goes in to sea there. And he's shocked when the most beautiful woman he's ever seen reaches out to pull him out of the sea aboard her little sailboat.
Right.
So the story develops from there, and it takes the reader across the country with like a roller coaster ride, I think.
Yeah. You know? No, how the mystery, I mean, little do you know, you're going to end up in this twisted mystery as you read through it. I mean, for me, you know, being, you know, a former Marine and military, and knowing that ditching a plane is no easy thing. I mean, that comes with an incredible amount of responsibility. Right. I mean, here he is. He's about ready to retire, and he's ditching a plane at this point in his career. But fortunately, because of his background, it's manageable. It wasn't his fault. But whenever you you know, set down a plane that's worth that many millions of dollars, you got some explaining to do, right?
That's for sure. So you're going to be in front of a review board for a long time.
Yes.
They're going to turn you every which way but loose.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Exactly. And so you know, he goes through the process, and meanwhile the story continues, and Jerry Baggett will tell us more about it on the other side of the break. We've got a quick couple minute break to get out of the way here, and we're talking about his latest book, In the Blink of an Eye. This is the fourth book. Is it the fourth in a series, Jerry? Is that what this is?
They're not a series, but they are tied in with a lot of the same characters appear in each book.
How much fun is that? Well, we'll talk with Jerry a little bit more, and you'll get a little bit more understanding. And, of course, this is going to entice you all the more to get your hands on his book, In the Blink of an Eye. I'm Bill Martinez. It's just about 18 before the top of the hour.
Are you paying too much for term life insurance? There's a tremendous price war among the major term life companies. Rates have dropped dramatically in the past few years. For example, a man age 45 non-tobacco user, $1 million of coverage is only $75 per month, level for the next 10 years. Or a man age 50 non-tobacco user can buy $500,000 of coverage for a monthly premium of only $110, guaranteed not to change for the next 20 years. That's right, level rates for 20 years. And if you're a smoker, we have great rates for you as well. At the Term Lifeline, we specialize in policies of $500,000 and above. So if you're looking for new or replacement term life insurance, call right now for a free quote.
Rates and availability may vary by state. Sample rate quotes are based on preferred non-tobacco underwriting exam required to qualify.
855-525-7448. 855-525-7448. 855-525-7448. That's 855-525-7448.
Do you have a home that you don't want anymore? We can buy it from you within 24 hours, any home, size, or condition. For over 20 years, we've been buying homes for cash and helping homeowners sell their homes immediately with no listings or strangers walking through your home. Are you moving? Did you lose your job? Going through a divorce? Whatever the reason, if you're in a bind and you know that you need to sell your house fast, call the expert team at I Need to Sell My House Fast. We'll make you a serious cash offer to buy your home in 24 hours and let you walk away from it. No listing, no waiting. Sell any home, any size, any condition now. Call the expert team at I Need to Sell My House Fast. Make this free call now.
800-430-0674. 800-430-0674. 800-430-0674. That's 800-430-0674.
Did he Debo Tea Club's original Pure Pounded Arco Super Tea helps build the red corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A.com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100, Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
You know what I love about fiction and novel-like stories? It kind of gives you a break, and where the brain can kind of decompress for a little bit, right? Well, yeah. This new book, right? Don't you think that's fun, Jerry? I think that's necessary, because especially in this day-to-day, we're so wound so tightly. You know, we just need to have a good book and relax for a moment. Go ahead.
That's right. You know, Bill, subconsciously, I think a reader knows that it's all fiction. They put themselves into an interesting story, mm-hmm. but they realize deep down that it's fiction. They can pull themselves out whenever they want. And I think that's part of reading and enjoying a good book. You put yourself into the character. So if you have a good character, strong characters, and you will pick one to insert yourself into. At least that's how I felt when I was reading a lot.
Mm-hmm. Well, what drew you into being an author yourself, Jerry?
Well, Bill, after I retired and, you know, I got a little bit long in the tooth to do a whole lot of boating and diving and that kind of activity that I was so involved in most of my life, I decided I needed a new career or just something to keep me busy. I became a voracious reader. I read everything that I could pick up. It didn't matter who the author was, male, female, or even the genre that I was reading. I just mm-hmm. read everything. And when I, as a boater, I had a library on board the Southern Girl mm-hmm. that I had over, I guess I had probably 200 books.
Oh,
they were all fiction, all novels. Of all kinds. So when we had guests on board, you know, we had books to read because we spent a lot of time around the various islands, Channel Islands, mm-hmm. recreationally. We anchor in Avalon Harbor and on a beautiful afternoon, if you sit up on the upper deck and read. So it was just a way of life on the boat.
Mm-hmm.
So, I started reading more then as a result of cruising than any other time in my life. Of course, growing up, you're always too busy trying to get your life started, getting a career going, and raising a family, so you really don't have time to do a lot of reading.
So here you are, you become the voracious reader, and then you say, hey, I can do this, huh?
Yeah, that's it. said, I decided, you know, I said, I've spent a lot of time at sea, and I'd like to write a sea story. So the first book was called Oceans Apart, and I decided there has to be a little romance in every book.
Of course.
It could be a thriller, but it better have a little touch of romance.
Yes.
Yeah.
which is in this book, a little romance, some mystery. Yeah. And, you know, romance and mystery. Whoa, man, you put that two together. That's like two cricket legs coming together.
The publisher calls it a thriller. I call it a romantic thriller.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, it's it has a lot of twists and turns before you reach the conclusion.
Exactly. Well, what's this publisher thinking? There's all kinds of romance just oozing right out of the cover. I mean, my goodness.
Well, but a thriller genre is kind of a dark, you know, has to have a nice dark color, and you have to have mystery to it.
Mm-hmm.
The cover of a thriller has to generate mystery right off the bat.
Mm-hmm. Well, this is quite, like I said, quite the story without giving away too much of the plot. So I'm trying to couch my questions in such a way to where we can tell the audience just enough to where they want to read your book and, you know, and engage here. Because, like you say, this is the fourth, and now you've got the three earlier ones about to be republished as well. But, you know, so let's talk. Go ahead.
Well, I do have a new book coming out next year. It'll be a totally new book. It'll still have a lot of the same family members in it. I run through the gauntlet of family members, not my family necessarily, but in the McGowan family.
Yeah, but you can't tell your son that, because then he'll feel like he's been kicked to the curb. So we'll pretend he's still in there, no doubt about it. But yeah, at this point, we've got the McGowan family. And the Navy pilot and the very successful brother who has done well. He's married well, and he's got a foundation that he's handling. He and the wife, and very successful. And in fact,
that's the book that I'd like for my readers to read when it comes out later this year.
Mm-hmm.
It's called Sometime Angel, Full-Time Devil, where damn it is the main character, and that's where he gets lucky and marries a young doctor right out of medical school. He meets her on the beach as a Marine, young Marine captain meets her on the beach, and that life goes on. He realizes she inherited three generations of her family's wealth.
Wow.
So that's why he's so lucky.
You see, and this is why the Marines continue to storm the beaches to this day, in hopes that they would find a rich young doctor that can take them into glories unknown, right?
Absolutely. Now, to get back to Blink of the Eye, just one more, and then we'll leave the rest for the readers. You know, after Dick and Samantha discover the naked body of a beautiful young woman in the surf, they are entwined in some of the mysteries of Catalina Island. And she does not know anything at all about her mother and her father, but suddenly everything changed. In the blink of an eye.
Yeah. This body that comes upon them is the door opener and the catalyst for her to peer into her history, her dark history. But she did have a bit of an idea. I mean, there was something suspicious, but, you know, she just chose to, I guess, set it aside and, you know, live life the best way she knew how there on this island, in Catalina Island. And I think that all communities can relate to this, because all communities have their mysteries and secrets, don't they?
They do. So the secrets of Catalina Island began to unravel some of the secrets, and she finds herself as part of that.
Mm-hmm. And the thing that's amazing is that, and this is the roller coaster ride it goes on,
is they get involved with you know, law enforcement, and they're part of the investigation, which is quite intriguing, you know, how that would come about.
Well, it was a lot of fun writing the story too and putting it together piece by piece. So, and I hope that, and I feel sure the readers will enjoy it.
Yeah, I guess that's the bottom line of all authors is, you know, the takeaway for the readers. And every reader is going to have their own perspective. You know, speaking of our favorite friend, our good doctor, Dr.
Yeah.
Dick there, his wife, she, well, of course, you know, you get the women's perspective versus the male perspective. And, you know, she had some interesting insight, you know, from her, you know, female view. And, you know, and this is the thing about, you know, reading a book is that everybody has, you know, their own perspective, like you said, that they bring to bear on the story.
That's right.
And in a sense, they become part of the story, don't they?
They do. You know, essentially everyone does. If you find a character you like to put yourself in, that's what you do as a reader.
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah. So for you as an author, you know, what would you want the reader to take away from your book?
Well, I would like them to look forward to another book, Brian Pearl. Mm-hmm. And get into the characters and look to the next book. And you know, if possible, I would love to have feedback from my readers.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
It's very difficult for an author to get feedback because if you open yourself up, you get much more chaff than you do real substance.
Mm-hmm.
So I can't just make myself available to people that I would love to hear from.
Mm-hmm.
I have always enjoyed having people, friends who've read the books, call me and tell me what they think.
So here we are, you know, talking to a couple million people today, you know, just for fun. And, you know, so that they can appreciate that this is, in a sense, this is a series, you know, because of the characters that are consistently throughout the books, and that they can look forward to a story that continues as you, you know, further develop the storyline and the family members, right?
Right. It's a family. Every book will have a family member as the protagonist or the primary character. So it, and, you know, like a writer, I think you have to have strong characters. If you don't have a strong characters, it doesn't matter what your plot is.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Well, you got some strong characters here, no doubt. And Jerry Baggett, my good friend, I'm so grateful for you taking time to come on the show to talk about your new book, In the Blink of an Eye. How can now the book is available at all the usual places? We're going to link it on our website too. So this
way, it's available at Barnes and Noble. It's Amazon. It just came out. So, but it will be out in the audio version as well. But it's available on eBooks and almost any place you could find.
Well, Jerry Baggett, Lord bless you. Thank you for your time.
Things are going these days. Do you ever ask yourself when is the other shoe going to drop? The warning signs are everywhere. The next big danger is food shortages. That's why Americans are learning to be self-reliant and getting their emergency long-term food storage from My Patriot Supply. We're America's trusted leader in emergency preparedness. Over the past decade, My Patriot Supply has served millions of families and helped them prepare. Our delicious meal kits average 2,000 calories per day and stay fresh in storage up to 25 years. This is reliable food that will be there when disasters strike. And with the way things are going, you should grab some now. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com, order a starter kit for each member of your family, and we'll ship everything quickly and discreetly to your door. Don't wait and scramble with the masses when the news breaks. Instead, prepare today for what's coming. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. That's MyPatriotSupply.com.
The final phase of extermination is set.